Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. This week on Q&A, we will be talking about New Year's resolutions, which again, might seem like it's a little bit later into the year, but it's around this time where people start falling off, and we're here to talk about how we've been doing on ours, and as well as maybe some interesting things people usually do for their New Year's resolutions. With that being said,
I'm Q.
And I'm A.
And this
is Q&A.
Like Steven said, today we're going to be talking about some New Year's resolutions, whether or not we've kept ours. Stay tuned to hear that. But Steven, do you have any specific New Year's resolutions that you've made this year?
You know, it's so weird. Like, I remember going into 2022. I know we are now in 24, but the year of 2022, I had made the resolution like I was going to read every day. And I never really made a legitimate resolution, but I felt like I had stuck with that. I think I read 360 days out of 365. That's my rough estimate. There was like only a handful of days I didn't read a book. So I was like really proud of myself. And I read like 10 or 12 books. So I actually got through a lot. And I was only reading like five to 10 pages a day. So nothing crazy. But I felt really proud of that. But then 2023 came. And I feel like I just didn't. I don't know what it was about 2023. I just didn't have the oomph to do anything, I guess. I don't know. 2024, I didn't consciously, like, usually when the new year comes in, I'd already thought, like, oh, I want to accomplish this year, or whatever. And to be honest, I was kind of just thinking, like, you know, I'll see how the year goes. I just feel like it's a product of being, like, very busy and other stuff like that. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of just doing what I'm doing currently. But, you know, I did really want to get back into reading, and it's like I'll kind of get into it and then I fall off. Like, I'm just not being accountable with that. Mm-hmm. But I would love to read every day again. I feel like I learned a lot, like, in doing that. Other than that, I don't know. I guess continue to stay healthy. Like, I feel like just continue with the gym, do that. I know I had started Orange Theory, like, last year in 2023 after debating it. Since I had moved to, you know, Newburgh, basically, and that's been awesome, and so I'm probably gonna stick with that. And then other than that, I don't know. That's tricky. I think, like, if I had to say one that'd be cool to do, is I feel like I fell off on my aspirations of being a DJ.
I feel like, and we've been here in this conversation, maybe not on the podcast, but I feel like we've had this conversation so many times.
What about the DJ?
Yeah.
I got the other day, I got a thing where it's like they have free classes that they give, like that thing I bought for the membership.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it'd be cool to do that. And I just feel like bad I fell off on it. You know what I mean? Like, I was so excited about it. But in a way, I think what happened was it took so much time to download, to get like a comprehensive library of music. Yep. It took me so long to do that. That I, like, just got, like, so tired of it by the end. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to hop back into it. I'm definitely not going to let myself not do it because I, you know, I spent the money on the mix board and, like, stuff like that and the controller. But and now I have my drum set again. And so even though it's not really a, you know, and it, like a serious resolution, or I'd say, is just, like, things I'd like to accomplish more so than that. I feel like a lot of people, their resolution, and this could just be me, I'm thinking it's an everyday thing. Like, people make a resolution and it's like an everyday commitment. Like, and a lot of times they're like, oh, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? You got to do it every day. And then when people don't do it every day, they give up on it. And that's why a lot of people give up on the resolution. But for me, I'm looking at it more as like, what is my long-term goal for the year? And I think it would be cool, one, to try the DJ thing again. Two, to get the band back together, which we've, I think, mentioned in at least a handful of podcasts.
Yeah.
But I think, honestly, like, I think that's it. You know, keep saving for a house, keep busy, keep tutoring. I'm up to, like, five kids now with tutoring. And it's, like, good side money. So, like, again, I just feel like I'm so busy that it's hard to fit, like, crazy shit in there.
One other thing,
traveling. I feel like I'm not one of those people that are like, I have to travel the world, But in the recent year or so, I've just been constantly thinking about how, like, I'm going to die one day and never have been anywhere except for, like, basically the tri-state area. And I'm like, yeah, I don't...
Just the East Coast.
The East Coast, yeah. And I don't want to, like, die with my furthest ventures being Disney World in Florida and Quebec. Where did you go during your life here on Earth? Quebec and Disney World. It's like, it just sounds sad. Like, I want to get to Europe. I think it'd be cool to go to Europe for, like... And, like, I got the, you know, the teaching gig going on. So there's so much time for me to go do stuff. I feel like that's on the list, is to start racking up
cool places. I mean, yeah, you have an entire summer every year to go to Europe. I mean, you got plenty of time. More time than majority of people.
I know. It's just an expense, but, like, it's definitely something I want to do before, you know, ever getting married, having a kid, whatever, because then it's just, it's challenging, you know?
Mm. Well, so, yeah, then you have to plan to bring the kid.
I'm just leaving the kid with my fucking parents, you know? Or so, I'm not bringing a kid to Europe.
Well, not a baby, obviously, but, you know, once they get older.
Well, once they get older, yeah, then I don't mind. But, like, then that's an extra person you're, like, bringing on the expensive trip.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, buddy, that's kind of me. I feel like that was kind of boring on my end. But, like, what about you? What is your resolution or resolutions?
So I never really have resolutions, I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. This is the first year I'm actually making one that I plan to keep.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be easier. It's going to be a very strange sounding one to some people, I think.
He's never told me what it is until
this
point.
I think I did. Maybe at the beginning of the year or late last year.
I'll know once you say it, but I don't remember.
My resolution, my big one, is to, believe it or not, listen to less music.
Wait, you told me this.
And what I mean by this is not like the amount of music I listen to, but more of listen to, I don't have to start to realize I don't have to listen to every new release that comes out. This was a big problem I had specifically last year. See, I just want to take a guess. At the end of last year, not counting old albums, not counting any of that, how many new releases did I listen to and rate? So for anyone listening, if I haven't brought this up before, I rate albums, you know, I go song by song, average them out and see what it is, and that's how I get my best and worst of the year. How many albums or EPs, releases in general, did I listen to in 2023, do you think?
Sorry, I take a sip of my soda. I'm thinking, oh God. Albums and EPs?
Yep.
How many did you rate?
Yep. New albums that came out in 2023. So not counting old albums.
Oh God. Is it 110?
No, okay, it's not that bad.
Okay, I was like,
it is 53.
Oh my God.
Which means that I averaged slightly over one album per week.
Yeah, and then you're spending time listening to it and thinking about why you rated it, what you rated it. Because your spreadsheet's kind of like comprehensive, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's relative. I go by quarter of the year, and then I total everything. That's how I get my best and the worst. But I also do, if it hasn't been brought up on the show, I do a show with my other friends, JT and Mike, on JT's YouTube channel, the Super Review Show. Plug for that.
Yeah, plug.
Every Monday, we do career retrospectives where we listen to an album, whether it's new or an old album that we just randomly pick to talk about. Or sometimes we do an entire discography breakdown where we rate where in the artist catalog each album falls. We did a couple of those last year. We did a bunch of old albums on that show, and we do this every week. So in addition to the 53 albums and EPs that were released last year that I listened to, I did these. And a lot of the ones I listened to last year, I found myself being like, I didn't have to listen to this one. This is not an artist I would normally seek out to listen to.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, it's a new album. I'll check it out. I can't do that anymore.
And it became more of like a job than it did.
It starts to feel like more of a chore than it does like I'm listening to this album for fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not great. Especially when you're someone like me who loves music. Mm. Once it starts to feel that way, especially when it's not your job, especially when you're doing it as a hobby, like, if I was a music critic, I'd be like, no, well, I'm getting paid to do this. I'm not getting paid to do this.
Yeah.
I'm listening to things that are things I would not generally listen to just because I see it was a new album that came out by an artist who I had heard of.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's use, for example, one of the worst of the year last year. Lil Pump.
Oh,
Lil
my God. Pump. Like, yeah, why did you bother even Lil reviewing
Pump
that?
2. Because in the past, I had liked some Lil Pump songs. Like,
the
I
album was called Lil Pump 2?
Yes, because I think his first one's just Lil Pump. So this is Lil Pump 2. And I was morbidly curious because the only song I had heard from it was that pump rock or whatever I think he called it. Is that metal song he tried to do that was absolutely atrocious, one of the worst of the year. But that got me like morbidly curious to hear the rest of the album. So I listened to it and I was like, why am I listening to this? After I finished, I was like, why did I do this? It's Kyle's not
like,
good.
You're like sitting in the car questioning your life.
It had about 2 or 3 songs that were really good. But it was like something like an 18-song album or something like that.
You always know it's going to be half so garbage at least if it's bad. That long of an album.
And that genre as a whole, that style of rap that he does, is one that I've never enjoyed a full album from. They are singles artists. The big songs are very good. Like, what's that song? That song, I Love It, he did with Kanye.
Back in the day.
Excellent song. And he has some other songs that are really good.
I love it.
But when they do albums, it's half, if not more, just garbage that was pumped out there to, you know, just put together an album. This year, I'm being more selective, and I've already seen that in my listening habits, given it hasn't been that far into the year yet. And so far, 2024 is shaping up to be a complete drought almost in music releases. I mean, this year I can only think of alone Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible album. Lil Dicky did it. Put out a new album. It's not bad. And I can't think of anyone else that has an album out already. I mean, Sum 41's last album's coming out in a couple months. Taylor Swift has another new one coming out. Other than that, there's really not much I have to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of feels good because now I've been able to go back and listen to older music again.
Yeah.
And it feels more like freeing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like listening to music and I just enjoy.
I know, you really did kind of like make it too, you're too intense about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You kind of make it into something it doesn't have to be. I feel like that was me with like every like just regular school work. I'd make it into this big procedure and it didn't have to be that, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I still like will rate the albums and stuff like when they come out.
Mm-hmm.
But past that, like it's given me, not doing that has given me time to appreciate the albums and like EPs and releases that have come out this year.
Uh-huh.
And like this, like the standalone singles that have come out, because now I had more time to sit with them than being like, okay, this album comes out this Friday, but then next Friday, this one came out and now I'm replacing that one with listening to this one immediately. Like I've been listening to the Green Day album for the past month now since it's been out and it's yet to get old and I still love it. You know,
he's Green Day's biggest fan.
Hey, the number one most listened to artist on Spotify for me for the past, God.
And weren't you in the, like,
year since I've been using Spotify?
Your Spotify, wasn't it like you were in the top, like, point something of a percent?
1 year, I think I was in the top 0.01%. Last year, I was in, I think, the top 0.05%.
Yeah, like,
and that was without any new album or anything.
Something crazy. Yeah, I know.
I mean, even just looking at my CD collection that's right over here to us, I have, like, over 900 CDs. And like 100 vinyl records. My Green Day shelf over there spans, it's got to be at least 60 to 70 CDs.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. It's crazy that they even have. Can you imagine being a band and having that many CDs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, between their studio albums, their EPs, singles, and things like that, different versions. I got the CD single box set from like I think it went until like the early 2000s before American Idiot. So, I mean, yeah, that's my main one. But kind of piggybacking off of yours, one of yours, my less serious one, because we're at the point now where it's never going to be a serious career.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it on the podcast before, so I'm not going to spend much time on it, because I'm sure you're all sick of hearing it at this point.
I'm sick of hearing
We're getting the band back together.
We are getting the band back together. When I say that to people, I feel like it sounds so dramatic. Or when I say it to you, I'm like, buddy, we got to get the band back together. I feel like we're like 40 years old and have children, and we're just...
And we're ever in a successful band.
We were never in a successful band either. It sounds like, yo, we need to like... We were successful. Yes. We were never successful.
But that's my other one, is now that you have your electronic drum kit
yeah.
is to have us get together and just jam again.
I wish I could just load that in my car. It's not that easy.
No.
But the kit's nice. Like, yeah. Oh, it's so nice. Yeah.
But that's my other one. Not as serious about that one, just because it's not something that's ever going to be a real career for us, just because as now we're established in our respective careers as it is. And I would never take that risk anymore. Even if we had a song completely blow up, I would never take the risk to quit my job and be a musician in today's day and age.
Nah, it's fleeting.
Yep.
Yeah. I just hope to get, like, money. Like, you wouldn't have to tour. You could just play out on a weekend or something. Yeah, you know
exactly.
What I mean? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Used to always be my dream to be, like, a
touring.
Be a touring, like, professional band, like, professional musician. Yeah. That was, like, the dream. And nowadays, I'm like, God, no.
No, I know.
Like, you hardly make any money from the music you release. Venues take big cuts of merch sales these days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough.
It's kind of tough. It's kind of sad because you look at it and you're like, wow, like you think these people made it. Meanwhile, you're probably making more money than them just being a normal person.
The bands we listen to, yeah, I'm sure that we are.
That's crazy to me. I don't know.
Like, other than the huge ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if they've come out in the past 5 or so years, it's so tough right now to make a living.
Uh huh.
So, but yeah, I would love to get that together. And if we ever do start doing that again, which we already have plans to jam. Hopefully it goes better than the last time. Last time we tried to do anything, we had complete writer's block.
Oh my God, it was terrible.
So yeah. I'm hoping this one goes better.
Yeah.
Because now I think at this point we kind of just want to redo some existing things and try that. And hey, if that ever happens, we'll share it on the Q&A pages too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. Q&A will maybe we'll get Q&A to sponsor our band, Kyle.
Yeah. And maybe our band can sponsor Q&A.
Yes, it could be vice versa.
We'll just give each other money back and forth.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, if anyone gives us money to pump into it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We'll pump our own money into it. Yeah. The band will give money to Q&A, and Q&A will just give it right back to the band. It'll be an endless money loop cycle. We got it. We found the glitch in the system.
You just grow from there.
Infinite money.
Oh my gosh. If only it was that easy.
But yeah, I mean, so far I have kept my resolution. I'm hoping to keep that going forward. But so the reason, I think Steven mentioned this in the beginning of the episode, but the reason we're doing this one into February at this point is this is kind of the time of year where you can really see people start dropping off their resolutions.
Yeah.
Let's say, you know, the biggest one for people being, and the most stereotypical,
fitness,
going to the gym, things like that. I know I suck at doing stuff like that and like holding myself accountable and going to the gym and things like that. So I never make that a resolution for myself because I know it's just not going to happen.
You know what's so hard about the fitness thing is like it takes so long to see results when it comes to shit like that, that like there's nothing mentally prompting you to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like if you could do something and like have something to show for it, then you'd be like, oh, I'm enjoying this. But, like, until you get there, you never get there. Like, I think the only reason I stuck with the gym, Kyle, because you saw what I looked like. Anyone listening to this podcast probably has seen me from that picture freshman year of college before I ever really worked out without a shirt on. And people looked like I, like, was starved.
People were thinking
in, like, a prison camp.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah, you were not looking great there.
No. And your mom thought I had, like, an eating disorder when I came back.
You looked like Shmuel from, what was that movie? The Boy in the Striped Pajamas?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Did I, but, yeah, his mom thought I, like, wasn't eating. And I was, like, I lost, like, 10 pounds first semester of college. So that picture was from the second, but it was because I was so stressed out.
And when
out.
You say 10 pounds, that wasn't 10 pounds from when you were, like, a chunky kid anymore.
No, I was already
That's
thin.
After you had, like, started like I was we like had 170. Started going to the gym a little bit over the summers at like the local gym All Sport. Yeah. We get summer memberships, and me and you would go.
Yeah,
and we went pretty consistently. We went like every other day back then.
That was like our summer camp for
teenagers.
That was
like our thing. Yeah. We would go. We would do like the weights. We would do.
We stayed active. We did sports. Yeah, we did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we actually got a good workout. And, like we're pretty fit then. Yeah. So you did lose weight before then, but then you lost another 10 pounds at college, and then. That was before you were really going to the gym there, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I got down to like 160 because I wasn't eating, and I was, what I was eating, I was shitting out because I was just so stressed out. But you know what I was trying to say is that, like, if I were an adult today mm-hmm. and I wanted to make a change and I never really, like, you know, stuck with it a while, it would be very unmotivating because you go to the gym. Sometimes you see people that look good and you're like, oh, were they just innately look that good? Or like, how long have they been doing it? You know what I mean? How long is it going to take me? But I started going to the gym for like mental purposes. Like I was just stressed. And I'm like, maybe if I go to the gym, I'll like feel better. So the gym to me, like the reason I kept going wasn't because of the gains until like a lot later. Because then what kept me hooked was like, I actually mentally felt like mental clarity. I felt like, I felt like relaxed. I got to listen to music and like, I kind of liked that part of it. So that kept me going was just the feeling of feeling good afterwards. And then like, I feel like the physical piece of it came like way later, you know? And so, you know, it's been quite the road, but I think that's when people want to lose the weight. They don't stick with it because there's no feedback. Yep. You just stay the same for seemingly months on end. Even though you're putting in time and effort, and if that's really the reason why you're doing it, it would be like going to work and they're not paying you. Mm-hmm. They keep promising they'll pay you. You would eventually leave.
We'll pay you in like 4 months.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So like, there's no like carrot like keeping you going. You know. So I think that's probably the most failed New Year's resolution people ever make, and it's usually see it at the gym every year. There's this huge influx, and then it just goes back to normal every year.
I will say, maybe not just that, but also, at least for me, one of the things that sets me apart, because I understand I'm not going to see immediate results. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't expect that. But for me, it's so tough because when I get home from work, I am mentally drained.
Well,
I get
home from work it's at so like hard, man.
5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
When I get home, I don't want to fucking go to the gym. I don't want to get changed into gym clothes after I was just at work all day and go and spend 30 minutes to an hour working out at the gym.
No, you don't feel like that at all.
Never. I hate that feeling of getting home and the days that I do go, like, all right, well, I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat dinner, immediately go out. And by the time I'm back from the gym, it's 7 o'clock or later. And like, well, now I've wasted my night.
It does feel like that a lot. Like, I feel like, I don't know, like there'd be days where like, I just get like, I'm done with work. Especially when we're in sports season with the coaching, and then like it'll be like we're not done until 4:30. So I'm getting to like PF at 5. I'm there from 5 to 7. And then I get home. By the time I got the food going, it's almost 8 o'clock. Occasionally I have something to put in the grade book or do something. And then it's ready for bed. And it's just like, it does kind of suck. You know what I mean? And sometimes you just don't feel like it. Like mentally, you're just like, I'd much rather just go home and relax. Like,
it's, and then we want to talk about the weekends. Like,
then the weekend's busy. I just work
5 days during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Have other things to do during the weekend. Yeah. Like, oh, I have to go get things at the store. You know, have these plans, whatever. Busy. And then the days that you finally have a relaxing weekend day with nothing planned, it's like, I don't want to waste that and have to go and work, like, worry about going to the gym.
Mm-hmm. No,
there's so many things I'd rather be doing.
No, it's so true, though.
So I totally see why people
quit,
think it's going to be easy. Like, I think people think like it's going to be easy. I'll go to the gym for 30 minutes after work or something, but you're never going to want to.
No,
your body and your mind are not, unless you work only like a few hours a day, like part-time doing something and you're younger. If you have a full-time job, like your body's never going to want to tell you like this, go do it.
Yeah. No,
like you have to mentally fight that.
Well, I think people look at people that go to the gym and think like, oh my God, they always feel like going. And that's not the case. Like there are a lot of days where you're just tired. You don't feel like going, but you go anyway, you know? So it's just fighting through the, like, I don't want to go piece of it. And a lot of times I have to say like, cause I start to feel that way about PF a lot. Like I just would be like, I don't want to go, and that's a huge part of the reason why, like, I think I originally started to join Orange Theory last school year it was just getting old, and I was like, maybe that's why I'm starting to feel like about going, like it's on replay all the time. But I feel like it was once I got in the gym, then I felt a lot better. It was just like, it's literally just like doing it is the hardest part. And I think that's like it for anything else. It's always like the the apprehension and the reluctancy to do something is mental. And then once you sit there and you do it even a little bit, you do something.
Well, let me tell you this. You know what I can't stand at the gym? My least favorite way to work out, and I find it to be the most mind-numbing thing in the world.
Cardio?
The fucking treadmill.
Love the treadmill.
The treadmill is the worst thing. You might as well just fucking put that in Guantanamo and use that to torture prisoners, because that is mind-numbingly boring. I don't care what people say, like, oh, throw a TV show on. Like, or I could just throw a fucking TV show on and sit at home. I don't want to stand in one place and walk. It's so boring. I've been doing that at the gym recently because my apartment's the gym here in the complex has not much going on. Yeah. Like, it has like a few cardio machines, treadmill, elliptical, things like that. And like a, like kind of like a rope machine for weights and stuff. Uh-huh. That you do like a lot of things on, but I always do the treadmill. And it is so bad. There's a TV in there. I usually just put on my own YouTube video. And what feels like a short YouTube video here, like 30-minute video when I'm home, like that flies by, while standing there walking on the treadmill feels like an eternity.
Because you're thinking too much about the walking.
It's awful. I can't stand it. How could you not think about it? You're not moving anywhere. It'd be different if I was outside going, but it's the middle of winter. It's freezing. I'm not going to walk
around outside. I know, but you're just walking. It's the same as if you're sitting down watching your video.
Well, I'm actively doing something. When you're walking, you shouldn't be sedentary in one spot. When you're walking, you should be going somewhere. Like, when I'm... It doesn't feel bad when it's nice out and I can walk around the walking trail here or the rail trail.
Yeah, and you see different...
And you just see things and you're actually moving and doing something. But when you're on a treadmill and it's just stationary and sedentary, there's nothing going on around you, it's the most mind-numbing thing, and it's... I can't stand it. Wow. Like, I don't mind going to the gym and doing weights.
Mm-hmm.
Totally fine with that. But the treadmill just kills me.
You know what they say to do is they say, so I read that book, I think I had mentioned it on here before, is Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Mm.
And I'm so, oh my God, I would plug the shit out of that book. That book is one of the best books. That was the year I was reading every day. I read that book in 2022. And such a good book. And he like has these science back things about like grouping. There's one thing, I forget what he's called, like stacking habits or something.
Mm.
And like, if you enjoy doing something, then you have to do it, like try to blend two things. Blend some you don't like doing with some you do like doing. So I remember like I was getting into like podcasts and stuff in 2022. And I didn't really like going downstairs in my basement to do the treadmill just because it just was like boring. Just because there's nothing to look at. Like, I like doing the treadmill PF because you could people watch. Like, not, like, in a creepy way, but there's a lot going on around you. So, it makes up for the lack of scenery not changing, as you just said. But if I'm at home and I'm staring at the wall, you know what I mean? That's boring. Yeah. But I have to say, like, when I would only allow myself to listen to the podcast, it'd be like, oh, my God, I can't wait to listen to the podcast. So, it would, like, almost... hack into like, okay, I didn't really want to do this, but it's the only way I'm gonna let myself listen to podcasts. Mm. So then like I got to listen what I wanted to listen to. So in a way it did kind of work. Like I see the validity behind that statement, you know? Or like when I would read at night, another one of his things that he said was like it needs to be in proximity. So if you're gonna read at night, you're a lot more likely to read if the book is just on your nightstand by your bed than if you had it somewhere else. So like that I always, sense. Ever since I got into that, the book is always on my nightstand. You know what I mean? Because it's, oh, you're more likely, and some days you're just tired. Like it doesn't fucking matter if I could like reach it. It's like a pinky length away. It's just like, nah, I'm too tired for that. But like, you know, it's just being more intentional with certain things to try to keep you hooked on what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if I had more substantial like workout equipment in my apartment,
you'd be more apt to go. A hell of a
lot easier to exercise.
Well, see, the place in the apartment complexes never have great gyms.
No, and I don't expect them to, you know. But even if in my apartment here, like just in here had like more equipment, not even the complex, but like in my actual apartment, I'd be more inclined to exercise. But I don't.
Yeah.
And the idea of after work, me now going to another building to go work out after I just worked all day, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that my brain is just like, no, you're fried.
Why aren't you getting the PF membership, you said?
You're just going to say that for like 2-3 weeks now. You haven't gone to get it. It would be completely free for me.
You can't come home first. You know what I would say? I said that.
See, that's the thing. Like after, I get mentally drained after work. Mm-hmm. So after work, the last thing I want to fucking do is go anywhere else. Mm-hmm.
But if you come home, you'll never go.
I know, but even after work.
No, I know.
I would have to drive past the way I go to go home, and my body's like, "No, you don't want to."
No, I know.
You don't want to do that. Go home, go eat dinner, and relax.
I know. I tell Gabby that all the time. You know, so Gabby's my girlfriend, and she's also a teacher, and she does a lot of like work at home because her first year doing kindergarten special ed. So you're kind of like making stuff as you go a lot of times, but she's always doing like a bunch of stuff, and she does a great job. Like she's really, really great at what she does, and like she's very organized, like so, like insanely organized. And stuff like that. And I saw her classroom the other day and I'm like, you did all this? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, that's crazy. I'm like, if you saw my desk at work, it's like, it's like two binders with like no dividers, just like in order of the papers I use. And I'm like, I look like a fucking mess compared to you. I can never do kindergarten or like anything like that. So I was laughing at that, but you know, she was like, yeah, I wasn't that great again to spin this week and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm like, Gabby. And she's like, I know. And it's like, I'm like, if, you know, if it's something that you really want to genuinely do, I'm like, you got to go before you get home. Because once you get home, your fate is sealed. You're never going back, especially in the winter when it's fucking brick titties out.
Well, that's another thing. It's fucking cold. Yes, I just want to go home into my warm apartment and relax.
I know. But see, that's what I mean. Like, especially when it's cold outside. There's no incentive to leave again. You don't want to leave again. So I'm like, you just got to like go while you're out. But, you know, I always use the excuse of like, not the excuse, I always use the story of grad school. Because I remember in college, I was so hard on myself to get to the gym. And as I got further and further along, I remember grad school because now I lived at home and I commuted. I was like, I would come home and get changed. But I'm like, if I don't go to the gym before I do schoolwork, then I will make school my life. And like, school shouldn't be the priority, like your own physical and mental well-being should be of priority.
Yep.
And I'm like, so if I'm one of those people where like I have a hard time letting go of my work and stuff, then I have to say, we're doing this first, and then you will find a way to get it done. And it limits your ability to be unreasonably perfectionist on things because it just starts to become an excuse. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I had this work. Then you didn't go to the gym. You know what I mean? Or it's cold outside. Then I didn't go to the gym. Or like, you know what I mean? That's what I'm just saying. You almost just have to go, and like, and then once you're in, then you're fine. And then you usually feel better. If anything, I think I would work more efficiently after working out, because otherwise there's no break in your day, at least in the teacher sense of things. Like if you're bringing shit home to do stuff, there's no separation of like work and your life. And like, that's not healthy either, you know? So that's another big thing. It's just like,
well, it's a little bit easier when you get off of work at like 2:30 p.m.
Yeah, I know. 2 o'clock. 1:58. We dismiss.
Yeah, a little easier than if you get out of work like 4:30. Oh, 5.
I know, and it's dark.
Uh huh.
I know. Well, yeah. Well, that's when I know what if, because Kyle was sports. I don't leave until you get off of work. So I know what it feels like, because it's like that sucks. I hate that. That's the last thing you want to do. You worked your 9-hour day or whatever the fuck it was. Did an extra 2 hours for sports, and then you want to still go work out. Which I don't know, I might have to lay back a little bit on it, because with like, I tutor people now, like I'm not gonna like lose the tutoring business just to go to Planet Fitness. I'm just gonna have to like,
and you have a girlfriend now,
and I have a girlfriend. I know there's a lot of juggling here. Yeah, there's a lot of juggling
eventually
here.
One of those balls is gonna drop.
Nah, I juggle all three balls. But that's what I was saying with the resolution thing. It's like, you feel like you're already got so much going on with your life that like, I feel like I have, it would be hard to add. Like, that's why I don't think genuinely I didn't really consider any resolution this year. Like, I was just like, you know what, gonna just try and have a good year. But there was nothing really, really specific that I was like, I'm gonna try and do that.
Yeah, and I think that the last kind of point I want to hit on before we end the episode about resolutions is, the main reason I don't make them in the past and, you know, until this year, is I just kind of figure, like, you just take things one day at a time.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, laying out, like, I'm doing this year. Like, no, I just want to take things
that's how you lose it.
At a time and just live my life. Yeah. Like,
but Kyle,
if I want to start reading, I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to be, like, go through all of December of one year and then in the last week be like, I'm going to read every day this year. I'm going to do it. I'm like, no, I'm just going to live.
Well, I think everyone's looking for, like, a definitive... I think because the new year feels like a restart, so people look for a definitive starting point.
Does it, though?
No. But I'm just saying, like, it is the start of a new year, so people... It doesn't feel any different. But I'm just saying, people look at it as, like, it's a new year. Let me start today. But in reality, like, you should never wait. I was listening, I think... I forget who it was. It might have been Andy Frisella. And I think he had a... I listened to his podcast, Real AF, and he would always say, I think he had an episode called, like, fuck your New Year's resolution or something, or something like that. And he was like, just saying how you should do it today. Like, why wait for tomorrow when you might not have tomorrow? Like, you should start what you want to start today. So if it's like October, don't be like, I'll do it in January.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you just kind of have to go for it, you know? But
yep. So that's all I got on resolutions.
I think so. I was trying to think how, because you just said some in that last piece, and I want to add some other than the
Anderson. Going day by day?
Yeah, going day by day. Yeah, but that was the other thing is, like, people look at it like, I can't fuck up. Yeah. And it's not reasonable to believe that you're going to have an off day here.
I mean, it's the same thing with the diet.
Well, it is. You can have an off day with your diet. You know what I mean? But when people try to be perfect, then you create this, like, giant mountain of a challenge in front of you for and then when you fail yourself, you're like, well, I failed, and you give up on it. And but
you know what, I lied, because I got one more thing to say, because we're talking about, that's a huge, another New Year's resolution, I'll make this quick, but that's a huge one people have, is the diet thing. Dieting to me is one of the dumbest ideas, because a diet isn't your issue, because
it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle change you need to have. Almost everyone I know that has tried going keto or vegan or paleo or any of those, like, fad diets that come and go, it works in the short term interim.
But you're not going to eat like that forever. After
30 days of doing whatever they're doing, they go right back to eating like shit. And then a few months later, they're like, well, now I have to go back on this. I'm like, no. Or you could just moderate yourself.
A diet, like a weird diet like that, is like slapping duct tape on something. It's like that meme of the dude putting duct tape on the bag of water.
Flex Seal.
Oh, it's a Flex Seal. Yeah, yeah.
It's more like Scotch tape, because at least duct tape will hold for a while. Yeah. Once you stop that, like, type of diet, or once you stop a diet in general, if you're only doing it, like, once you hit that weight you want to get at, if you're not changing your lifestyle, if you're not moderating what you're eating, and you're just dieting, you're just going to go right back to it.
Well, I think
that's
where
people fail on that. And then the idea that people have of, like, you have to be good every day on your diet is such, like, a fallacy.
No, but it also isn't necessary. You know what the biggest thing is? And I feel like this brings me back to, like, genuinely probably having, like, an eating disorder, right? Back when I was doing the 100-day challenge, I was like, I'm going to see how much weight I lose in 100 days. I legitimately was, like, working out like crazy, doing crazy cardio,
counting every calorie you put in your body. Every time we went to a restaurant, you were like, this has this many calories. You're like, shut the fuck up, Steve.
No, I know.
No one cares.
And I'd have to, like, do 1500 calories on the, I would go on the elliptical for an hour and a half at 18 out of 20 resistance. I was, like, just sick in the head. But I have to say, looking at myself now, and I've said this to numerous people, I just eat intuitively. I still allow myself to eat, like, shit here and there. Mm-hmm. I don't worry about when I go out to eat with people and whatever, but I just, you know, still work out, you know, do that, and I eat. You know, I think it's really intuitive eating. You can't abuse anything. It's not good to abuse being too healthy. It's not good to abuse the unhealthy, but if you find a happy medium, I look physically better now than I did when I was, like, destroying myself.
Well, that's exactly during it. You can't. Yeah. It's like people that, like, cut out, let's say, sugar, right? But yet still eat a crap ton of other food. You're still inputting into your body too much food.
Yeah.
So yes, is sugar not good for you? Sure. Mm-hmm. Like it's, is limiting your sugar a good idea?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But is cutting out an entire food group a great idea?
No.
Altogether? No.
Just eat what you feel is like, you know, intuitively eat. I think that's the biggest thing I can say. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just coming from my experience with stuff. Like
when you eat, let's use an example. When you eat a bag of potato chips, you don't have to eat the whole fucking bag.
Yeah.
And when you eat a bag of baby carrots, you don't have to eat the entire bag at once.
Mm.
Intuitively eat. Like,
yeah. Well, baby carrots, you probably could eat the whole bag and be fine.
You could, but like, I'm just using an example. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know what you're saying.
Like, it doesn't matter if the food is healthy or not. You can still overeat unhealthy food.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, you can still over... Again, like, some people will be like, I'm being healthy and exactly. I lose weight. But I'm like... That's what... Alyssa did that at college. She was eating quinoa and other stuff. But she's like, I didn't realize, like... I was just eating too much. It didn't matter. And I'm like, exactly. I'm like, it comes down to the calories in, calories out thing. But again, that's why I think, like, if you add a little bit of an exercise regimen in your day-to-day life, like, even if you don't work out every day, but maybe every other day, like, at least 3 times a week, I'd say. And
well, I think it's pretty psycho to work out every single day.
Yeah. No, it is. I don't work out every day. I take days off.
Oh, you do now?
Yeah.
You used to work out every day, didn't you?
No. Well, this year I've been with
the
Orange
Theory. I mean, but back in the day, you used to work out every day, didn't you?
I would take some days off because I was like, I think there were days where I go all the time, but I'm just like, I don't know how I was doing that because I'm like,
well, I remember shot. On your off days from the gym, you would go for a run down the road and I was like, you're a fucking psycho.
No, I switched with cardio a lot. Like, I know this school year before I was doing the Transformation Challenge Orange Theory, I was doing the Planet Fitness Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, and then I do Orange Theory Tuesday, Thursday. So I took Friday, Sunday off.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And that was nice because Friday, I come home and it's Friday. I don't feel like going out. And then Sunday. You know what I mean? So, like, and Saturday morning, you wake up, it's nice. But that's that. So, all right, cool. Well, I think that wraps it up, man. I know we didn't get into any of the I think in the beginning, I was like, oh, maybe we'll talk about unusual ones.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I've never heard anyone really say anything like really off kilter. But I think it was good to talk about the common one, which was the weight loss one. And like, again, why people quit. But that's basically all we got for this week's episode, you know.
Yep. And so. Make sure you're following us on our social media, Instagram, the big one that we use. Make sure you're following us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to us.
Share.
Subscribe to that. Rate us 5 stars, whatever. Trying to get the word out.
Do we have 5 stars?
We are still at 5 stars.
How many? So how many ratings?
I want to say 5.
Wow.
So we're killing it. Let's keep that up.
Yeah.
So yeah, share us out with your friends. With that said, I've been Q.
And I'm A.
And we'll see you
next time.